Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner and I have been doing this for 20 years or more. He's used to the energies, and he's practiced what you see. He steps aside, we say. He does. But he doesn't have to step as far anymore. There comes a point at which the human being is able to meld with that part of themselves, which is the part you study, the part that's so mysterious to so many. It's not a brain function, and we've said this before, the intuition of the human being is cellular, structured, multidimensional quantum energy. You call it intuition, there's more. It works simultaneously with the computer of the human brain to bring you a whole human being. And that is what you're learning. This marker that you have passed that was foretold by the ancients all over the planet, not just the Maya, but all over the planet, talks about this. What is the next stage? What's next? Where are you going? What is different in this new energy than what you called new energy 25 years ago? And that is the subject. This isn't just new. This changes the paradigm of humanity. And what I want to tell you, and I say it again and again and again and again, is we have seen this before. You are not the first civilization to do this, hardly. And that is why we are excited, because what we see is something we expected. I arrived in 1989, your time, 2 years after the 87 harmonic convergence literally made the statement that you had passed a resolution to stay. I wouldn't be here, dear ones, unless we saw the potentials that are happening today. It's not just another New Age event. This is a celebration. And it comes with all of the baggage of change that you would expect. All of it. Just when you thought perhaps the earth was settling down, you turn on the news, and everything's worse. And that is why I told you it would be this way back in 2012. There are those who are invested in keeping things the same. And you cannot untrain hate out of a brain. It's just one of the things that is so difficult. And you realize you're going to have to wait. Perhaps until an entire generation of haters leaves. Replaced by a younger generation who are not going to follow in the footsteps of what they're told, even if they're told to hate. Because they will see a bigger picture. They will see resolution in peace. We told you that years ago. And here it is in your face. In one hand, you're learning that the earth is moving into a more gentle time. And at the same time, you're looking at what's going on in the planet and you're seeing horror. And here it is, just like we told you. There is a tremendous machine that you are facing that is invested in keeping this planet unsettled. And you know what I'm talking about. And whether it's done on purpose, not a conspiracy, it's just habit. Like children who never grow up when the rest of them did. And you know who I'm talking about. And you look at some adults and you realize they never graduated to adolescence and beyond. They're still stuck as bullies or on the playground. You shake your head. And it's exactly that. And in the middle of all of it are the old souls. I cannot imagine a more beautiful time than we have seen it before. I would like to ask you for patience. I would like to ask you to see the magnificence of the potentials of what you've created and not what is going on in your backyard. If you can hold this thought and energy and move forward, you are receiving the tools of ascension and very slowly retuning to that radio station in the sky, if you want to use the metaphor that my partner has given and that I have given, to a higher frequency. And when you finally tune in and it comes to you, there's going to be all manner of things that come with it. The planet is realigning, and we have told you this. And in that realignment, there are other systems that are being activated that have never been activated before, only because we see what you've done. The measuring point, literally, was the precession of the equinoxes, and it always was, and the ancients knew it. This is not a cryon channeling fact. It's always been there. Now you can start coordinating the reality of my being here, the message. And I want to tell you, you're going to find this message right in the Mayan calendar and the ancients and all through the indigenous who knew it. They're excited too. There's many things going on underneath that you cannot see or you're not aware of. We are. We are aware of the children that are being born right now that are so different, even than the indigos of 10 years ago. It's a new DNA born after 2012. We haven't even told you about them yet. My partner will broach the subject today in his lessons. What about a child who comes into this planet and knows who they are? Remembers their past lives? And doesn't start from zero. What about that? These are the things, slowly, that will come together. You are the glue that is going to hold this change together, dear ones. That's what you're here for. This glue that you represent as an old soul and light worker is going to hold it so it doesn't fly apart. Because the battle is still here. The difference is you've got the upper hand. So let's keep it that way. Don't give up. Don't look around you and say it's foolishness. Don't listen to others who want to give you 3D excuses. And don't see a quantum event when it's in front of them. This is the challenge. I'm going to come back in a little while and give you some things to think about. What to do next for you. Congratulations for being at the right time, the right place. And so it is.